Neil Young, Heart of Gold, Zuma Radio, and the Afternoon Express Original Greatest Hit. Speaking of great originals, once again this year, our tribute to Stompin' Tom Connors is coming your way. It'll be in April, April the 16th, right here at the Zoomerplex, the 7th annual Stompin' Tom birthday celebration, even though his birthday was a little while back, but that's okay. And Duncan Fremlin and his Stompin' Tom band Whiskey Jack will perform those great Stompin' Tom hits, and Duncan and special guest guitarist Douglas John Cameron have decided or are kind enough to drop by and chat a little bit about the upcoming show. Hello, fellas. How are you?
We're here.
Welcome,
hello,
gentlemen. Good to see you. Hang on. I want to make sure your mic is on. Yeah.
Are we on?
There it is.
Okay.
You're great. Both good to see
on?
You all again.
Well, you too. Thanks so much for welcoming us for our annual.
Oh, there, there you are. You're on.
So the 7th annual. We've been doing it 7 times.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. And it's amazing. We never know who's going to be there.
It just kind of happens.
In the days leading up, and we've had. Think about some of the guests we've had. You know, we've had the Right Honorable Adrian Clarkson came a couple of times and sang a song. And we've had the Good Brothers and Prairie Oyster and Melanie Doan and Gordon Lightfoot has shown up a number of times. Yeah.
Duncan, just take us back for those just joining us, not familiar with your annual event.
Yeah.
Where did this and when did this love for Stompin' Tom start with you?
I met Tom in 1990 and started touring and playing music and sort of hanging out and drinking warm beer and all that kind of stuff. So I did that up until his death. He would call me when he had a party at the house and he'd have a birthday party or a CD release, and he'd say, "Dunk, can you bring the band up?" So it became kind of a tradition. And then after he died and we realized we weren't going to get the call, I kind of just took it upon myself, well, we're going to host our own party, which we did on a CD bar in the Danforth back in 2014. And really, I had no intention of being here 7 years later. It was just this organic thing. We started getting calls to take the show to theaters, fairs, and we've been having the time of our life for 7 years. We're touring the East Coast in May, our second tour in 2 years. We're playing some of the best theaters, and we're the only game in town kind of thing. And we've been living with these songs for so many decades. Whiskey Jack's been around for 40-some-odd years, so we're so familiar with this material.
And we were saying last time you were here, Stompin' Tom was a cool Canadian when it wasn't cool to be Canadian, you know, way back when, and he was. And by the way, have you heard the mom song on, or My Hockey Mom, rather,
yes.
My Hockey Mom on the TV commercial?
Yes.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, in fact, the record label, Anthem Entertainment, I think they own the rights to, it's their job to go out and try to put some money behind the song. So that's just one of the ads that they sold. There was another one that they did about for Petro-Can, and so over the next few years, we're hearing more and more the Stompin' Tom
songs, which is really cool. You know, keeping his music alive. Albeit in a TV commercial, but that's okay.
Well, how else are you going to make money in the music business these days? Come on, let's be real here.
That's right.
Like Douglas and I are, we tour as a duo as well as with Whiskey Jack, and we make 50, 100 bucks sometimes.
Douglas, have you met?
We make in the tens of dollars.
Did you meet Stompin' Tom, Douglas?
You know, interestingly, I never met Stompin' Tom. I came to the Whiskey Jack band a little bit later on in all of this. Mm-hmm. But as a child, I grew up in a place called Midland. Now, Stompin' Tom never played in Midland. He played in Penetanguishene, which is right beside Midland. And the reason he didn't play in Midland is because Midland was dry. There was no place for anybody to play, but Penetang had a couple of country and western bars.
They still have some cool bars. My mother lives in Penetanguishene,
and there's
some really cool bars that haven't been touched.
Well, Tom used to play at the Commodore Hotel in Penetanguishene, which I believe is still there. And as a kid, I of course would hear about this, and I wasn't old enough to go, but I would hear about Stompin' Tom.
When you're doing the shows, is there an audience favorite? I mean, I guess the hockey song maybe, but is there, we want to hear?
It depends on where we are because he wrote songs about so many different locales throughout the country. So, if we're in southwestern Ontario, it's got to be Tillsonburg. If we're up in the Georgian Bay Area, it's got to be around the band back mm-hmm. again. So, you know, Sudbury's obvious, right, you know. Right. So Wawa's obvious. The yeah. Sioux is obvious.
Yeah.
Is the fan base always the same, guys? I mean, if you got that... Are there new, I mean, does he garner new fans now that he's...
I hope so, Eva. We're praying for new fans. We don't ask for much in life, really. We're very kind people. We're just not... Yes, the answer is yes. And part of it is because they're on the air,
sure.
on TV, you know, people... frankly, the younger generation, anybody under 40, many of them don't know who he is or what he did for this country.
Mm.
And when they learn, they go, oh, my God, really? Yeah. You mean Ken Cotton wouldn't be here necessarily if it wasn't for people like Tom or even specifically Tom?
But, Norm, you even said that hockey song must garner a new audience. People tuning in and hearing that must say, who the heck is that?
Yeah. Well, they played it at all the hockey games.
Yeah.
Douglas, you bought your guitar? Can you play a little something?
I'm going to tell you a story. I'll tell you a story, Norm. Years ago, over the years, Gordon has been dropping, Doran Layfoot has been dropping in. And he told the story many years ago, and it's on YouTube, it's on our YouTube channel, Gordon telling the story. He went up to Tom's house one day in the afternoon, and he'd been on the wagon for many, many, many years. He goes up to Tom's house, and he leaves not on the wagon. And he tells this story, but Douglas and I got to thinking, what might have come from that?
It's mud, the spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The spuds are big on the back of a tree, and they're from Prince Edward Island.
So that's what might have happened had Gordon and Tom gotten. But, and they had a lot in common. But I think the person who had way more in common with Tom was Joni, because they loved the cigarettes. Didn't they love the cigarettes?
All right.
And what kind of a thing could have happened if those two gotten together?
It's Bud, the spud from the bright red mud, and he's rolling down the highway smiling. The spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig, and they're from Prince Edward Island.
Now, that might have been the hit that Tom craved. You know, he just Douglas?
What about if you took it across the ocean? What if you expanded this internationally?
But the spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig, and they're from Prince Edward.
Bravo.
But the tour de force, if we can just... The tour de force would be, there's a fella from Montreal. He's not with us anymore, but he and Tom, first of all, the cigarettes. They love the cigarettes.
I think I know.
One went into a seminary for a few years. The other went into retirement for a few years. They both were great Canadian poets. What would have happened?
What would have happened?
This.
It's Bud. The spud from the bright red mud. And he's rolling down the highway. And he's smiling.
That's great. Bravo.
Oh, that is terrific.
This is what happens when you when you're on tour for weeks at a time. You have way too much time in your hands.
But these are all such iconic Canadian musicians, songwriters, and they're in us. They're in our in our veins.
Well, part of the fabric.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do a great job with that. But
you do. Nice Leonard there. Very nice Leonard. Very nice.
Leonard's hard.
We're going to do a little bit more of that tonight. We're on our way to Oakville. We're going to play at the Moonshine Cafe on Kerr Street, Douglas and I, and we're going to be doing some crazy stuff like this, and we'll be doing some Tom songs, some of our own songs. And
what time? Can people drop in?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Moonshine Cafe. And
drop in? Okay,
it's
in
a
Oakville,
very cool,
Kerr Street.
It's one of the few great live venues left in the GTA.
Yeah.
So
That is going to be so much fun. If you can head to the Moonshine Cafe tonight. If not, keep in mind, April 16th, it's the 7th annual Stompin' Tom birthday celebration with Duncan and Douglas. Who else you got? The whole band?
The all-star band, my God, the 5-time Canadian National Bluegrass Fiddle Champion, Randy Morrison, and Oh, no, this is an all-star cast, and Murray Foster from The Great Big Sea, and I'm talking to a couple of other major Canadian stars that will let me know
again,
soon.
And again, you need to stress that things happen at your shows. People decide to drop in and get on stage and start singing. This is pretty cool, you know, with the Gordon thing. So this is Thursday, April 16th. Want to mention it starts at 7 o'clock, 7 to 10?
Yes, and we're broadcasting live on Robbie's show.
Yeah. Wonderful. Right. So, and by the way, tickets for free parking. It's here at the Zoomerplex.
Right here.
Free parking. Tickets are only $35. How do they get tickets?
HelloOutThere.ca. HelloOutThere.ca.
Universe.com/whiskey.
That's another one.
Is where folks can go, and it sells out. It fills up.
Yes.
So don't wait too long, even though that's a little ways down the road. But keep the date in mind, April 16th. Thank you, Duncan. Thank you, Cameron.
Thank you.
Douglas,
thank you so much.
Thank you very much. That's going to be so much fun. It is the 7th annual Stompin' Tom birthday celebration.